Hello and welcome back to Tiny Talk Stuff, the TTD, the share where we talk a duff less than a day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Beitza 34. It was taught in a braisa, if one brings the fire and one brings the wood, and one places an empty pot into position, one brings the water and places it into the pot, one adds spices to it, one stirs the pot with a ladle, all are liable for performing their respective acts on the Shabbos. The key point being that these people are doing things that you're not supposed to do, stirring the pot, bringing the spices, bringing the empty pot, different things not allowed to be done on Shabbos. It reminds the idea of the current events. There's so many people that purposely instigate things throughout the whole nation, throughout the whole country, throughout the whole city. In the city, they recently laid off many, many people. And some people just make derisive comments just to poke at people who are already down. Don't stir the pot in a negative way. Don't stir the pot in a harsh way, in a mean way, especially if someone has a life circumstance or a life situation and they already feel down. Don't push them down any further. Don't stir the pot. Don't cause more trouble. Don't kick a chicken when it's down, or whatever the phrase is. We have to do what we can to be more empathetic, to be more understanding, and to be more accepting of people, their views, their positions, their situations, and their circumstances, especially as we see current events in the city and around the country. Don't stir the pot. Don't make things worse. Try to do what you can to be accepting and empathetic of the positions of the people, of factors throughout your life, the lives around of those around you, and moving forward, anyone you may know. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 35 here on the TTD.